Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Let's talk about how to avoid a Black Friday of a different sort. After all, if you're running for a toilet every 15 minutes, it's hard to compete with other shoppers for those discounts at the mall the day after Thanksgiving. A few simple steps can help you avoid foodborne illness, but still allow you to enjoy those Turkey Day leftovers. Most cases are mild and cause symptoms only for a day or two, but it can be a very unpleasant few days. Welcome to the Health Buzz Podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. I'm your host, Dr. Jim Keeney, emergency physician at Mission Hospital Regional Medical Center in Mission Viejo, California. Today, we will discuss simple strategies to safely enjoy your holiday leftovers. But first, let me tell you about our sponsor, Audible Kids. I love Audible Kids. I have an account. We use it all the time. My children very much enjoy reading, and I think Audible Kids has a lot to do with it because before they could even read themselves, they were hearing stories all the time. Not only would my wife and I read to them at night, but when we were in the car, we would pop in one of these stories and listen as we're traveling, and they're a lot of fun. Really get your kids interested in reading, and it's a great way for you as well to get through stories and read a lot of books that otherwise I know I personally would not have read. Go to my website, and on the right-hand column, you'll see the banner for Audible Kids. Health Buzz listeners get a free download. It's a simple click on the banner and download, and you're off. Okay, here's some simple ways you can avoid the Black Friday that you just don't want to have. First, let's talk turkey. Don't buy a pre-stuffed fresh turkey because the problem is if it's not handled properly, any harmful bacteria that may be in the stuffing can multiply very quickly. For pre-stuffed frozen turkeys, look for that USDA seal. That indicates that it has been handled properly. Cook from the frozen state when you're cooking pre-stuffed turkeys and follow the package directions. There are three ways if you have a frozen turkey that's not pre-stuffed to thaw that turkey. One is in the refrigerator, the other is in cold water, or the third is in a microwave. You want to keep the turkey in the original container and remember to place it in a pan to catch the thawing juices. These juices can contain bacteria, and remember, always wash your hands, the utensils, the sink, and anything else that came in contact with raw turkey and its juices with soap and water. Now, what to do with those leftovers that always seem to taste better the next day? First, you're going to refrigerate or freeze your leftovers within 2 hours of cooking the food. If it's been more than 2 hours, unfortunately, you gotta toss it. Store leftovers in shallow containers that are 2 inches or less, and this allows them to all get cooled down in a relatively rapid manner. Cut the turkey into small pieces and be sure to refrigerate the turkey and the stuffing in separate containers. Okay, on Thanksgiving is the only day we allow you to overstuff yourself, all right? You can enjoy and indulge, but whatever you do, don't overstuff your refrigerator. Cool air needs to circulate to keep the food at a safe temperature. If you put leftover turkey in the refrigerator, eat it within 3 to 4 days. Otherwise, you have to freeze it. If you're going to reheat leftover gravy, be sure to bring it to a boil on the stove before serving it. Now, you're going to be stuffed following the holiday meal, so you should prepare for putting away the food before the meal. You do that by clearing out the refrigerator to make room and make sure you have some shallow containers available. Happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the official start of the holiday shopping by following these simple steps and avoiding the thunder down under. I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. You've been listening to the Health Buzz Podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. Be sure to visit our website at www.jim.md, featuring on-demand podcasts of our entire library of health topics. For comments and questions, please email us at mail@jim.md. And don't forget to sign up for the free podcast feed by clicking on the link in the upper right-hand sidebar of the webpage. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend. It could save their life, or at the very least, their shopping day.